liberals. And I think it's very important that you guys should also go and play D&D. And if you play D&D, just always remember that you need to be kind to everybody and just have fun.
Broke Gamer Podcast. I'm Kenny, the titular Broke Gamer, and I am here with my co-host, Franco.
Hi, my name is Franco, and I do think about dying Barbie. I am two failed death saves in.
Welcome to the second episode, guys, and thank you for, pag-aabang ng episode namin na to. And Franco, how was your week? How is everything? How's work?
Well, to be very honest, I'm just trying to manage to get everything aligned. A bit to a lot has happened, but I'm just lucky that I have made it through to the weekend, and we're actually here now making our recording for this episode, and hopefully it's one of the many of our episodes where we have guests on board.
Are you excited, Franco? Kasi ako na-excited talaga ako. Kasi in all honesty, sila yung first guest natin, no?
Girl, di ba ako nga halos yung nag-assemble? Talagang I really made sure na some of the best people are with you on this reboot that we wanna do.
Mm-mm. And actually nga, ang naging problem lang din namin. Problem? Hindi, ang dami nating pinagdadaanan, no? And ang daming problema ni Franco sa akin kasi yung organization ko is really low tier talaga.
I don't really want to say naman it's anything low tier. I mean, we can get it to somewhere, especially parang we can get it to somewhere that can match the wants that it's targeting. Parang ganon. It has potential.
Well, I'm still thankful naman kay Franco kasi siya naman talaga yung nag-organize, especially the guests and also the things that on the podcast. Like, he always keeps me on track, and yeah, sinabi ko na to before on the past episode na siya yung nagki-keep track talaga ng lahat, and ako minsan I just procrastinate a lot. And thank you, Franco! Thank you for being here with me. I don't know where I am because I'm the problem. The problem is me. Char. Pero yun nga, guys, if you are listening right now and baka meron kayo marinig ng mga technical difficulties when it comes to our mics, sorry, we're just broke. We're broke people. We are unable to buy quality mics. So baka naman, di ba?
We will hopefully eventually unbroke ourselves. Baka naman patulong na lang siguro kanin having a look around for a good mic siguro.
Magsiset up talaga kami ng Patreon para sa pagmamakaawa. Pero yan nga, going to our topic today, guys. Today, we are going to learn the essences of creating your own character. And with the help of our special guest and the knowledge of our co-host, Franco, we would be informed with a lot of things to see, create, or to explore when it comes to character creation. So, might as well, pakilala na natin yung guest natin. Are you ready?
Oh nga, let's have them on board na. I'm so excited.
Okay, so, welcome to Dan and Angela. Hi, guys!
Hello, everybody.
So, Dan and Angela is here, and might as well introduce yourself first.
Ooh, already? Okay, wait. So, hello, I'm Dan. I am a member of the Greasy Snitches. So we've been organizing events for D&D and all sorts of tabletop role-playing games since 2016. And aside from that, I am also the co-owner of Hey Meepling. We've been doing tabletop notebooks and all sorts of accessories for your games, for your table, since 2019. Medyo naka-short hiatus lang kami right now kasi super busy.
Yeah, oo. Super busy ng dalawang to. Like, parang kakauwi lang yata nila from somewhere, no? By this recording.
Okay. Errands for, you know, for other, you know, other stuff. So, anyway. Okay, Angela.
Yeah, hello. I'm Angela. I'm the other half of Hey Meepling. I'm pretty much parang compared to Dan, I'm more of a newbie sa D&D actually. I only started playing in 2018. But I've always been really interested sa D&D. Parang, because I'm a huge reading / fantasy nerd. So, I've been looking around that community. Parang always interested in it. Pero, it's always been difficult to find, like, a game to join. And it's a bit intimidating dati. So, I only really got to start playing in 2018. When I met a bunch of board gamers dito, and then eventually meeting other people who are also doing D&D, and that's when I started exploring then D&D. So I'm really happy to be here then.
Well, we're also happy to meet you to be recording with you rather. Pero ang ano, I didn't know that Angela is playing 2018. I think you're barely a newbie naman. Diyos ko, mas marami ka pag-alam sa
akin. In comparison to Dan, kasi Dan has been playing as well as
2016 lang naman. It's like 2 years.
You've been actually doing games, running your own games as well, your own campaign. So, parang to me, that's, alam niyo, parang that's the next step kasi if one, you're playing and then you're also running your own game. So, parang to me, that's the expert level.
Kahit ako sa amin dalawa ni Franco, ako yung talagang walang alam. Kasi like what we are talking about earlier regarding about my own experience, like before recording nga, ang sabi ni Franco na I barely had any experience when it comes to D&D talaga. Like, my first experience lang is the campaign or the mini campaign that we have created noon with Franco, na right then and then lang ako gumawa ng character. Wala akong idea on how to visualize, or I don't even know all of the races that is available. Ang alam ko lang, when I just play games in general, I always go for the support characters. I always go for the healers, the buffers,
support best.
Support.
Oh yeah.
Kahit sa mga MOBA, so ako nagpa-instruct talaga ako with Franco na turuan ako paano gumawa, and they are really accommodating. And syempre, ang pinili ko Bard.
Yay!
Yes.
Yeah, diba?
I know, right? Agad ng choice niya.
I created, just for a brief sa ating mga listeners, and our listeners, kung sakaling magbabacktrack kayo in our episodes, the level 5 of the Brokamer podcast, andun yung meron doon bonus episode na ni-record ko yung mismong character creation namin na tapos I pick a bard, a halfling bard, which is a lightfoot halfling bard, tama di ba?
Halfling the best.
Yeah, so Well, I always envisioned my character a cute small guy like me, because I'm small. I'm just 5'6". Tapos he just sings a lot, parang ganon. But in that experience mismo, wala akong kaalam-alam. Kasi as in, I don't even know the lore. I just want to create a character. I just want to play it because my experience lang beforehand, before that, is listening to podcasts. Listening to D&D podcast, and I never really experienced it. And right now, we're here, and we would try to enrich the possibilities or the mindset when it comes to creating a character with you, with Dan and Angela, and also with Frank.
Mm. Wow. Just to add in here, it seems that it's one of the central features talaga pagdating sa role-playing games of just about any kind, na we always have a character there that we more or less are playing throughout the game. So it can be of our own making or the game's making, pero it's very important for a role-playing game to have that character that we connect with or connect to the game through. So in the case of D&D, as pretty much the first role-playing game, it's like very much yung expected na you will be creating a character or be making use of a character pre-made or whatever, so that you can experience the game through that character.
Actually, excited ako. Kasi we never really had this talk, Franco, di ba? Parang nung oras kasi na yun, just quick recap lang para kay Daryl Angela. Busy-busy si Franco nung naggagawa siya. Kasi siya pa yung nagda-drawing, di ba? Ikaw yung nagda-drawing ng board. Nagkagamitin natin.
Ah, yes. The maps and the fake bulletin board na pwede nyo maka-interact as though in the tavern. Blah, blah, blah. Parang ganun. Oo.
And I really barely scratched the surface. And right now, I'm really happy na ano na nandito tayo. So yeah,
I think ano na rin naman eh, parang that's really the way to go dun sometimes. Kasi ako, like I mentioned, I've been really interested in D&D and role playing games even before starting, na to the point na I had like my own dice set even though I haven't played ever, and I have created parang a character. Yung character na create ko sa cleric na parang, even though as in I don't have a campaign, I don't know how to play exactly. Parang I went to that ano, but in the end parang looking back at it, parang the characters that I play now is very different from what I had planned. Parang ganon. So parang it's not to say na one or the other is better, na do you go in with both feet na you don't know, or you pre-plan everything. I mean, both is fine, pero you will really only know which parang characters, I feel ah, parang you only really find out which characters speak to you after you go through like one or two sessions with them, kasi parang you also get to know yung character na you're actually living through, parang
That is actually nice, kasi parang it's me looking back na pareho kami ng experience ni Angela, even though syempre wala pa akong experience before as yun lang yung dalawang campaign na yon na ginawa ni Franco, and then wala pa akong experience, and this might be also a chance for me to, you know, think more on the possibilities that I can create for maybe a new character or enrich my old characters. What do you call that? Essence ba? Tama ba? So before creating a character, is there anything ba that you do first, or maybe prepare, or maybe
research? Usually nga may mga ganun eh. Ta parang yun nga eh, like sa inyo ni Angela, I think I'm trying to remember tuloy when I first started 5th edition in 2016 kasama si Dan at the now gone na branch ng Ludo sa Makati. RIP Ludo. Anyway, I don't remember na meron akong specific na character concept at the time, to be very honest. Parang I just was interested in giving the game a try. Pero funny enough, I was interested na siguro sorcerer, partly because I was a bit aware in terms of like the previous edition. Coming from 4th edition kasi, parang even in 3rd edition, this whole sorcerer versus wizard thing pagdating sa Dungeons and Dragons is so ingrained in my memory for some reason. Kaya parang everything about dun sa parang whatever it was na Team Edward, Team Colin, it flew past above me. Ako'y mas interested dito sa Team Wizard versus Team Sorcerer sa D&D. Kaya parang by the time that I showed up and got the chance to try the game, talagang I was just interested in gusto ko mag-sorcerer. That's it.
Magic lang, ganun.
Oo. Although there are so many with other ideas talaga eh, to be very honest.
Mga sorcerer na yan, parang woke up like this, I can cast na. Ang mga wizard, pagkagising, gaaral muna. Then ano, tsaka kumakas.
Yun nga eh, parang isa rin yung sa mga syempre, hindi natin alam when first creating a character. Ikaw ba? Ano, yes. kayo, because Angela said earlier na cleric siya, yun yung iunang character niya. How about you, Dan?
Siguro to ano lang, parang to add a additional context lang siguro. When it comes to when you're starting out mostly, di ba? So, ako kasi I find that most people who are yung totally new to D&D or wala silang any idea to D&D, parang it's always a good parang idea to just give them a character that they can try out. Kasi sometimes with all the options, especially with how expanded na yung
15, yes.
Right now it's super, it's very overwhelming. Even if you're a veteran veteran player, sometimes it can become very overwhelming then, especially kunyari nag you took a break parang early on, then pagbalik mo ngayon ang dami mo na pwedeng so sometimes it's a good idea to wanna find a pre-generated character then just go with it. So yun yan. So ako naman ang first character ko was, I think similar kami ni Franco noon, na I just made a character out of nowhere. Parang wala lang. It looked cool. So, kaya ko siya gawa. My character before was Nefarian Blacklaw. Yun yung name niya. He is a black dragonborn. And essentially, dragonborns are ano, parang humanoid na dragons.
Yeah.
Then, ano siya? He's a paladin.
Ooh, so, that's cool him, though. You
know, yep. Originally, I made him a ano, parang a devotion paladin, so super good, very ano siya, very boy scout type na typical paladin. Then yung ano, I think you mentioned something similar to this Kenny na, or I think Angela mentioned this pala, na sometimes what you plan is not the same when you parang start playing your character. So kunyari kay Nefarian, I originally started with that character, but after playing a few sessions with the group or with the Grisly Stitches kinaf with Franco and the others, I realized hindi ako mag-enjoy as much being the paladin. Kasi yung paladin ko is essentially the, parang in a way, the moral compass of the group. And chaotic yung mga kasama ko. So parang, you know what? Let's not be the wet blanket sa kalokohan ng mga kasama ko. So, meron pang other parang subclass yung paladin. So I changed it to like Oath of the Crown ang tawag sa kanya. So you're more lawful neutral. So you have a set of codes that you follow, pero it's mostly ano, medyo loose siya when it comes to ano, parang you can make it work for a chaotic ano, parang for a chaotic party. So yun, isang example yun ng ano.
Parang may oath ka pa din, pero ano, pero yeah, you're more inclined to do bad things, parang ganun.
Yes, parang ano ka. Hindi naman. Parang less lang yung pagiging, in a way kasi goody medyo black and white. Less lang yung pagiging goody two shoes mo. Parang less lang yung pagiging parang high moral high horse mo.
Kasi ako, ano, funny you bring up a dragonborn character kasi meron kaming bad experience si Frank sa dragonborn character. Kasi just to bring it up before, ano, when we are playing, we have a party member na in the end of the campaign or the session that we have done, pinatay niya kami lahat kasi binuguhan niya kami ng apoy niya. Just out of whim, wala lang, I just want to bring that up.
Kasi I
I need to add in na talaga na parang Dan, Angela, whatever it was na nangyari sa mga tables natin in the past, sige, we can assume that dun sa nangyari, dun sa ni-run ko na table dito kila Kenneth ko. Agents of chaos everywhere.
Super chaotic. Super lustful characters and evil characters nagsama-sama sa isang party.
At some point, inisip ko na lang, feeling ko it was a mistake na yung barkeeper ay, in my mind, is played by Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh my pero, God, yes!
Eh, di ba minsan nga ganun ang boses niya na parang, hi, what'll it be?
Pero it ano ba, when creating, and this also includes you, Franco, when thinking of the character itself, do you have an inspiration ba? Especially with the newer characters that you have created for your character. Kasi ako, wala pa. Isa lang talaga yung character ko, which is Barley Lightfoot. Tapos kayo ba, do you have, like, in terms of thinking about the character itself, not creating it yet, do you have, like, a certain inspiration ba on mind? Na parang, I want to, parang may anime ba? Anime character ba yung, parang, alam mo yun, parang, i-compare mo ba siya sa isang anime character or cartoon character or any characters that you have? Do you have any inspirations ba?
Okay. Sige. Going along dun sa pagkakakwento ni Dan, ni Angela, pagdating dun sa kanilang way of learning as they play and realizing na these parang initial ideas nila of their characters are parang subject to change pa rin. And true enough, you can change your character naman throughout their campaign. Yung akin ay, in terms of character creation, yung dami rin naging improvements in term or changes, if you will. Kasi the more na you get familiar in terms of like the very steps themselves sa pag-create ng character, or yung, I guess, makomplete lang yung character sheet para you have, I guess, the bare minimum of information na frequently accessed pagdating sa isang session, you begin to, parang ako at least in my case, I began to lean further and further into more conceptual na mga ideas. Especially, siguro what happens with me now is more like I pick up personalities and mash them together. Tipong, with me, what I've learned so much pagdating sa Dungeons & Dragons is the fact na I really like the role-playing part in terms of like getting things done by talking your way in and out of them. So parang that's what got me to the idea na I need some personalities that I could tap into para I could act that way, I could behave that way, I could react that way. So, like say, I once ended up creating itong parang a group of three half sisters with two other snitches members. Tipong, we're all sorcerers, tapos yung isa ay half elf, yung isa ay halfling. We're supposed to expect another half sister na half orc, tapos we just decided na kami ay yung Rosenberg sisters. And with my character with ewan ko, basta yun ang naging idea namin na last name. Tapos parang the eldest is of course yung talagang legal na anak, and nagkaroon lang ng mga kabit throughout the man's history, yung tatay. My character in particular was more like a thought experiment ko na parang, what if si Professor McGonagall, si Aurora Monroe, si Chanel Oberlin ng Scream Queens, pati si, sino pa nga ba? Who was another electric chuba-chuchu na pwede? Basta yung mga ganong, those characters meshed into one entity. Very commanding, very bitchy, pero very authoritative rin. And siya pa yung bunso na halfling sorcerer. So that's how I ended up creating Peggy, and pretty much yun na rin na naging parang idea ko in creating characters. Tipong, can I take this person? Can I take this character? Can I take this figure? What does that look like to me? And somehow, since ako'y familiar na with the book or the steps, tinatranslate ko na lang gradually into a character that's playable for D&D. Parang ganun. It's a bit different, I would think.
Which this is fun kasi syempre parang alam mo na yung paano how would your characters would act out, di ba?
Yes, exactly. Parang in terms of the role playing, talagang very very flavored na tuloy siya. Tipong I can pull multiple versions or parang approaches to banter para na rin of course to get the objectives or whatever done, pero you know, entertain ourselves na rin throughout the session as we create yung story sa adventure.
Cute. How about you, Dan and Angela?
Okay, so ako naman, usually ano, okay, parang it's more the concept first for me of the character. Parang mag-isip muna ako ng template niya before I start going with the personality. Usually kasi yung personality sa akin, minsan ano siya, hindi ko siya ma-conceptualize usually at the start. Unless meron talaga akong parang this character concept na parang ito talaga gustong-gusto ko. Meron akong personality na gusto kong gawin sa kanya, which is hira sa akin. Usually yung personality ng mga characters ko, even yung mga, kasi I usually DM nowadays. So yung mga NPCs na ginagawa ko, usually the personalities come out during gameplay. Parang ano siya, lagi siyang impulsive na at the moment, ito yung personality na trinay out ko dun sa character. Then it works out. Then I'll just keep doing that personality trait throughout the game or throughout the campaign. So one example of this is yung second character ko na medyo parang long-lived din. So medyo roller coaster din yung ano niya, yung character na yun in terms of yung personality niya. Parang originally he was just a parang your typical charlatan, then naging drug addict, naging naging what do you call this? Naging circus owner, naging air captain of an airship. Sobrang wild nung ano ng character. So you should yun yung ano ko. So so most of the time I just think of the concept and ano okay, medyo mababaw ako in terms of creativity sa totoo lang. So I,
oh, hindi I, naman.
I blatantly steal from yung whatever is the media na kinoconsume ko at the time.
Not so, steal, it, but rather inspired now.
Fire. Sige, inspired na lang para mas maganda pa kayo. Yung kunyari, yung sample na lang kay Nefarian Blackclaw. If you've played World of Warcraft, you know Nefarian Blackclaw or Nefarian is a black dragon which mm-hmm. is a raid boss sa World of Warcraft before. Mm-hmm. So at the time I was playing WoW, so okay, gusto. I made a black dragon board. There's a black dragon there. Astig yung pangalan, kunin natin. Then, nanggaling. So, yung mga ganong bagay. So, most of the time, I just, depende sa, parang whatever I'm consuming at the time, I usually get inspiration from there. And most of the time, the way I parang conceptualize yung character is, what, laging ganun yun, parang sa akin, let's say si, ano, yung pinaka, is one of my recent characters. So, for a while, nag-Final Fantasy 14 kami. So, merong isang character kasi doon na si, I forgot his name, Magni? Magni ba yun?
Yeah, Magni, wrong
name. No,
sorry.
That's different.
That's different.
I forgot, Magni something? Yeah. Something. So anyway, Magni yung name niya. And he's a character sa, ano, sa Final Fantasy 14. And the whole thing was, what if nasa D&D, parang part of the world ng D&D siya na si yung character niya. So I'll just play it out. Usually ganun lang ako. I just start doon. So para at least yung personality wise din, para meron akong konting pinagagayahan. So I'll just play that out. Then eventually it starts na kasi minsan ano eh, parang very much nebulous pa yung mga characters ko during the first few sessions and depende sa needs or depende sa composition ng party how the yung characters are interacting with each other. Doon ako naghahanap ako ng certain niche ko doon, I guess. That's, yun yung ano ko, yun yung, or parang certain magiging foil ako ng isang character or magiging yung mga ganung bagay. So usually doon napupunta yung ano ko, doon that's how nagpo-form yung mga characters. So very basic concept lang then ano lang, para lang siyang clay na you form along the way. Yun ang ano ko.
So you also take into account then yung ano no yung for example yung na may set party na kayo tapos when creating a new character parang tinatake account mo na ano ba yung kulang parang ganun no.
Yes, kasi ako ano okay parang how I think about D&D kasi at the end of the day it's a game or it's a narrative that all of us are playing. So we want to get as much enjoyment out of it as possible. So I don't want to be that, parang I don't want to be selfish na, oh, ito yung character ko, I'll do what I want. Kasi ito yung character ko. Papatayin ko tong ganito, kahit parang ayaw ng the rest ng party kasi ito yung gagawin ng character ko. So hindi ako ganun type ng person, I guess. Eh, kasi minsan, nabibigin naman kahit paano yung personality mo into your characters anyway. So, so usually ako, I try to look for, ano, parang basta yung character ko, I want it to be a good, maganda yung chemistry niya with the rest of the party para syempre there will still be drama sa ano di mo naman may wala yan pero at the end of the day parang to your ano parang to have fun as much as possible mas gusto ko na may parang mas maganda yung dynamic ng character ko with the rest of the party. So that's how I think about it.
That's nice. That's actually nice for you. Kasi syempre hindi naman lahat, di ba, yun yung iniisip.
Ay, oo. Ay, sorry. Then, siguro I just wanna check with so much na nalaro na natin in the past. Did any of the in-game drama na naabutan natin in any of the tables resulted in, ano ba to? Damage to private property.
Di naman. I don't think so. Pero ano lang. Tag dito. Mag-usapan yun.
Kasi medyo nakakaalala ako nung isang Dragonborn na talaga nag-ice breath na lang somewhere in the middle of a tavern eh. Basta, yun lang. Random lang na naaalala. Di ba, Kenny?
Oh, yun, diba? Yung mga Dragonborn talaga na yan, sila talaga yung mga salot sa lipunan minsan.
Pinamangal, bite by the character.
Ay, to be fair nga naman. Oo, to be fair kay Dan, yung character niya, siya naman halos yung ikinabait ng group. Yung, basically, siya na lang halos yung nagbubuhat ng ano ba yun, nung aming matinong reputasyon sa kung saan mang town kami at the time. And everyone else is... everyone else.
Kinikaw tayo sa town, guys. Wala tayong titiran.
Legit... Ay, honestly, ako kayo ni Diyos ko. With, considering na kami, we reached the point na every week Thursday, kami nagkakaroon ng sessions. Talagang, on average, si Dan lang, pati yung character niya, sinapire niyo, nagbubuhat in terms of moral activities and decisions para sa group. Everyone else is running for chaos. So,
because being chaotic is nice. Yeah, pero syempre, when it comes to really... being serious regarding sa party, parang syempre kung lagi kayong chaotic, parang saan na kayo pupunta?
To be fair, masaya naman maging chaotic kasi parang in a way medyo safety net mo, I guess, yung game na parang di mo kaya maging chaotic in real life kasi maraming pwedeng mangyari. Well, you have responsibilities, so I'll be chaotic in the game. I've done that before, it's fun.
Siguro kay ni last na to. Wait until you get to the episode wherein more or less malalaman mo kung anong ginagawa ng Greasy Snitches kapag caster sila at nasa loob ng isang anti-magic field. Huwag kang mag-alala. Siguro maaabutan na rin yun.
I can't wait to hear that story.
Ay nako, Dan. Ay nako.
How about our resident cleric, Angela? When you create a character on your own, especially, di ba sabi mo nga sa amin na parang before, cleric lang, yun yung ginawa mo. With your newer character, do you have any inspirations ba when it comes to character creation?
Yung sa akin, I guess it's also very similar sa sinabi ni Dan na I start off based on characters in books or games or movies na as in super I was drawn to. Kasi it's an easy ano eh, or kasi usually outside of TRPGs din, parang yun nga, I'm always either a magic user or a support character. So I yes. also towards those na parang characters. And in the past, yung mga new characters na ginagawa ko, I've always tried na to be more parang creative or to go out of my box na to build different personalities. Based again on yung mga characters na parang I was thinking to pattern them after. Pero kasi sa akin, I guess it also parang speaks to the fact na maybe it's just a different way of playing or ano. Pero yung character ko, it's almost always nagmo-morph into just one specific personality. So, basically, a few years back, I think 2019-ish.
Okay. Then 2020 yata.
Ang One Ring?
I think so.
Ang laro natin ng One Ring? No. That's, ano na, pandemic na yun.
Yeah,
so, 2019. Yeah. Parang Dan started running a campaign using One Ring. So One Ring is a system for Lord of the Rings. So mm-hmm. parang the character I made there was, I mean, usual na parang Tolkien ano na very mabait. It's a hobbit. So alam mo yan, yung very stereotypical hobbit na masayahin, na mahilig kumain, mahilig mag-make friends, mag-ganon. And for okay. some reason, this particular personality, nag-stick na talaga siya sa halos lahat ng characters na ginawa ko. So parang I might start out the character as something else, maybe someone who is serious or who has different goals in mind. Pero mm-hmm. once we start playing, they morph into Poppy Rose, which is yun nga yung that character. Na parang maybe it's a bit gradual, but eventually parang it becomes her. Na parang I was trying to fight it. Kasi parang, ang boring naman. Ito na namang character, hindi na lang ako. Pero, when I was talking to Dan about it nga, parang sabi niya, why are you concerned na parang boring ng character mo? Eh, yun yung gusto mong laruin. So, that's a character that you like playing. So, it doesn't matter if parang it seems that it's the same as all the rest. If you enjoy playing that, I think that's fine. That's great. Kasi yun naman ang it, at the end of the day, yes, it's nice to have parang creativity na parang, wow, ang galing na tong character na to.
Complicated the character.
Ang complicated. Parang ang dami ginagawa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you, as in, parang, kasi I feel there's also a feeling sa mga new players na parang, kasi ang daming ang options. Parang, ay, ang hirap naman yan, so iisipin ko lahat yan. Na parang, it doesn't have to be. It can be as simple as you want. Na, and if you enjoy that kind of simplicity in the character, na you just want to, hi, make friends, and all that, parang, that's not something to be parang ashamed about as well. So, parang, I guess yun lang yung ano ko rin, na don't be afraid of, or maybe you can also start out simple. And then you build on complexity later. Kasi parang it's D&D rin naman, there's so much room to grow your character na parang you can take different subclass. Kagaya ng nangyari kay Nefaria noong una, as in super mabait, super goody two shoes. But then he took a different subclass and it's a different flavor entirely. So parang I think parang especially when you're starting out, parang don't worry about building this character, tapos hindi, kailangan, I need to follow through, na lagi siyang ganito. It doesn't have to be that way naman. You can build out, or you can change their personality as you go through the story. Kasi like, I mean, real life, nagbabago naman tayo lahat eh. So, just like that.
Oh, yeah.
In your character can also grow. Maybe super happy siya, tapos may nangyari na, nag-TPK sila or something. Tapos,
Your
character becomes very dark, very brooding.
That's cool. Oo, ganun. That's nice, di ba? Kasi parang magkakaroon ng complexity character mo mid-game na. Parang you don't really have to overthink it. Kasi parang ako, nung gumawa ako ng character ko, parang I really did overthink it na parang ano yung manggagawin niya. Hindi pa existing yung character. Paano siya makipag-interact sa ano, pag naninyari na to, ganyan. Parang iniisip ko masyado kung ano yung what is my character, parang ano yung I don't know, parang I can't really explain it as much, pero tama yung iniisip, sinasabi mo kanina.
I mean, it's good rin naman to go through that rin na what would my character do in a certain situation, and that's fine, that's totally fine. Pero yung for the minsan kasi parang alam mo yun, parang tumitigil ka na parang you just give up kasi hey, di ko na alam kung anong gagawin ko sa character na I think at that point when medyo nahihirapan ka na, you can step back and just play the character and then discover, get to know the character while things are happening and just discover what kind of play style or personality talks to you. Parang ganun.
So I know some people na parang on the opposite end of the spectrum kasi so far mukhang ang nakikita ko sa ano natin medyo nasa isang spectrum tayo. Parang more very simple, ano lang, very loose. Then on the other end of the spectrum naman, I know people na who really loves making characters. Parang it, kasi parang creative outlet na rin kasi nila yun eh. So they really think about their characters. You think they have this long backstories. May ano na parang lahat ng, parang sobrang
fleshed out na siya.
Ito yung build ng character ko. Pagkat level 20, ito na yan, nakalatag na lahat yan. Tapos, yung mga ganun na parang every time na may yung mga ano nila, minsan, parang, minsan ang nangyayari, naghaharap na lang sila ng campaign kung saan nila ipapasok yung mga characters na ginawa nila. Pero lahat ng mga characters nila minsan, ano na yan, ready na. Kailangan nila ipasok. Pero every day, may mga ganun din na ano, mga players. So, it really depends on the person din naman. So, whatever mix, parang, is, ano, parang, whatever is more fun for you, honestly, just go with it. You know, I think it's the bottom line ng ano na yun para sa akin.
And I think important rin naman kasi is if the character is for a campaign, is you talk to your DM.
Yes, that's very
important.
And figure
out parang what kind of playstyle works for the group then.
Yes.
If your character naman is parang yun nga, parang naglilipat-lipat ng tables, maybe something like sa Adventurers League, that's fine also. Parang I think what's really important when you're creating a character is figuring out one, how you want to play, and two, seeing how others want to play with your character and you as well. So yun nga, talk to your party, talk to your DM. Kasi they can also be really good parang sounding board.
Yes.
If you don't know where your character is going,
yes.
Parang you can have your character just react to whatever they are doing or saying, and then you can build from there. So,
with that topic ba, is it important ba sa inyo na, kasi sinabi din kanina ni Angela nga na when it comes to character creation, syempre merong character development na nangyayari, and also si Dan, di ba, parang sinabi niya kanina na marang mga charlatan, yung mga background ng characters, is it important ba sa inyo na to know the background of the character, the background of the character that you're creating? Yung attitude nila, yung predetermined na ba yon sa inyo na parang on the get-go, ito na yung gusto kong ano ng character ko, tapos mag-iiba na lang siya, or you would you stick to that, or do you just create that inspire of the moment?
I like having parang at the very least an outline na parang it might not be like super fleshed out. I do have characters na parang naisip ko na nung bata siya ganito, and then nung 7 years old siya, may namatay, and then I have those characters. the fleshing out of that might come a bit later. But definitely when the game starts or when I start building the character, I already have like a very parang ano, as in outline lang talaga na parang okay, I want this character to be very concerned sa kung sino yung magiging kaibigan niya. Why is that? Kasi nung bata siya, namatay yung ganito. So she's very close. So parang yung ganun lang. As in talagang very, it might be very superficial reasons for the character that I want to play. And then later on, parang, siguro sabihin natin, nung 7 pa lang namatay na yung mom niya. That's why she feels na ganito, ganyan. Parang ganun. Parang minsan din kasi, I think it's also fun to work out the backstory later on when you know a bit more of the world. So it's also, I think it's always nice for DMs than let us know. Pero parang na merong bakante ng konti dun sa background ng character. So they can parang maybe get something from your background and weave it into the story later on. So para ikaw din, pag ay, yun pala ang ano ko. Parang you also feel, when that shows up in the actual campaign, parang you feel extra connected kasi ay, may bumalik na detail na I also discovered. Parang ganun. I think that's also fun for me as a player. And, I mean, it depends on the DM, of course. Pero, parang a lot of the DMs that I've played with, parang they also like parang taking things from your backstory and fleshing it out more. Na magugulat ka na lang na, wow, ganun pala.
Ah, biglang lalabas na sa story.
Okay. Siguro I wanna add into that rin. Parang, ako kasi personally parang hindi rin ako ganun ka-fleshed out when it comes to the backstory, kasi yun nga eh, the way I perceive yung ideas ko for characters is very much mixing and matching personality. So parang yung resulting na personality most of the time ay parang okay, lagay natin sa character sheet, i-release natin into the wild, let's see kung ano mangyayari dyan. Parang ganun na nangyayari sa akin most of the time. Pero there are cases wherein siguro in lieu of the campaign na masasalihan ng character na yon from me, pwede ako mag-latch on to an existing story there. Again, si Peggy Rosenberg of the Rosenberg half-sisters. So, parang there was a, initially kasi, I think na-test yung two other members namin ng Snitches, gumawa na sila nung kanilang mga half-race sorcerers na magkapatid talaga. And I was chiming in during the session as another character. Nagbabanter sila and they're mentioning this other character na, ay, what happened to our other sister, si Peggy? She must have been at home lang, whatever. So parang ako, sige, akin si Peggy. Yan, akin si Peggy. And then, true enough, sumipot na ako doon. And then, yun ang aking backstory. So parang, yun nga, as mentioned ni Angela, parang you have the entire campaign. You can go flesh it out. Parang kahit siguro less than a sentence yung iyong pinakang backstory, it is fine. It can grow. It will grow into the big story na mangyayari dun sa character mo within the campaign amongst its other parang co-adventurers. Kaya ayun, parang from ano ba yun? From the kid sister ni Ilya na pati Olena Rosenberg, here is Alpigia or Peggy Rosenberg na apparently siya yung last na anak ng, I forgot yung pangalan ng tatay namin, basta yung anak nung merchant na si Lord Rosenberg. Tapos parang of course dahil ako yung bunso and more or less parang ako yung nakaabot ng mga last few moments na si Papa ay buhay, yun yung parang naging reference ko towards her medyo spoiled, medyo bitchy, medyo entitled na behavior. Especially yes, kapag nakapag-connect na siya with her older sisters na ano ba to? A bit like say in the case of Olena Rosenberg na talagang panganay, she's a bit more mannerly, a bit more almost prudish, parang ganon. And then there's also si Ilya Rosenberg or si Ilyana na pretty much yung Cinderella kasi she got to live in the household ni Olena with the human na mother. And yun nga yung asawa na si Lord Rosenberg. Very, yun yung parang na-develop namin na story as we got further along with the campaign. So, yun nga, we whether we like it or not, the our stories can really grow. Especially with that one, yun na-mention rin ni Angela pagdating sa talking with your DM in terms of like backstories that could be enriching for not just your character, pero for the campaign itself as well. Para we can take in bits and pieces of the backstory of your character, get it to pop up every now and then, whether as like things to note lang ng character mo during a session of the main quest, if you will, or tipong we're gonna give this character mismo its own like spotlight episode entirely. So ganun. Ganda rin pag may backstory.
So talagang ano no, nag-evolve yung stories and the characters sa when it comes to playing and the campaign itself, parang nandun talaga yung development niya na though meron na siyang history, you have created a character itself, there's always a chance na magkakaroon ng changes sa character mo on the set of the campaign, no? This topic talaga would be helpful. It's helpful to me kasi yun nga, going back dun sa ano, sa ating mga first campaigns, talagang isa dyan ako na stuck. Dyan ako sa character creation ako na stuck. Though alam ko na itsura ni Barley, alam ko na yung class niya, alam ko na yung race niya, the background itself, dun talaga ako na stuck kasi well right on the get go. Kaya alam mo yun, wala akong idea on how to really create a character. And I think sa mga makikinig na listeners natin, when it comes to character creation, this would be a very helpful topic for them to pick up on how to create a character or at least how to envision their character. And yun nga, marami ako natutunan. Dan, Angela, and also Franco, what is your advice for our listeners when they would create a character of their own?
Siguro, sige ako. Actually, one thing din pala na ano, regarding conceptualizing your characters. One thing pala na in a way, parang cheat siya sa akin. What I do is, I go to Pinterest. Then I, naglalagay lang ako ng mga random tags doon. So usually, yung pinaka-basic mo is D&D 5e. Then maghanap ka ng mga tinatag ng mga other people. Then usually, doon ako naghahanap ng concept ko. So pag may nakita ako ng kasi minsan ang nangyayari sa akin, yung character concept ko, wala akong mahanap na gusto kong pick niya or parang picture niya. Kasi di naman ako na marunong mag-drawing, di naman ako mahanap. So usually, ang ginagawa kong minsan, I do it in reverse. So naghaharap muna ako ng picture online. Tapos doon ko anay na, parang gusto ko gawa ng character na ito yung itsura ko. Then doon ko pag-iisipan yung concept niya, doon ko pag-iisipan yung mga possible na backstory niya. Then yan, isang ano yan, that's one way na ginagawa ko. Tapos, siguro one last thing siguro ang ano ko lang, ang masasabi ko lang when it comes to creating your character, it can be complicated if you want it to be, honestly. If that's what fun for you, it can be, you can make, essentially can make an entire essay about your character's backstory and everything. Pero ako personally, I don't have the creative juices to do that, I guess. So ang ano ko lang talaga is I just stick with the very basic outline of the character. So I just pick a concept, I pick the very basic personality traits na parang feeling ko I want to play. I, when it comes to the backstory, yung parang background or backstory niya ng character, I usually just parang imagine mga certain, siguro 2 to 3 major things that happened sa life ng character na yun before he became an adventurer. And usually kasi yun yung mga parang binabalik-balikan ko ng mga ideas na okay, may ganito akong backstory. Anong pwede ko mahugot dito sa back, parang itong sinulat ko na to before. Usually ganun yung ginagawa ko. Parang there are some games na ang concept nila dun is called touchstone. So meron kang certain touchstones in your life. So you have this one important character. Bakit important yung person na yun sa buhay ng character mo? Parang ganun. Or yun din. So there was one major event in your life. What was it? How did it affect you? Yung mga ganong very basic na ano, that could be helpful as well. Kasi D&D 5e does not teach that. So I'm parang isa yun sa mga napulot ko from other systems, sa character creations ng other systems na ano, na parang pwede mong madala when creating a character. Kasi end of the day naman, kahit anong system pa yan, only the crunch, the numbers, the mechanics will change. Pero ako personally, the fun part of making the character, which is parang creating, parang imagining yung type of character that you want to play, it can be very universal. So it can, it doesn't need to be D&D 5e lang, it can be for any game. So I think yun yung ano, yun yung last thing.
How about you, Angela?
Yung sa akin, I guess parang one of the easiest ways to get or to create a character, feeling ko, is to get from either what you've played in the past in different, you know, in games or a book that you've read, your favorite character, and then just transpose them into the campaign or into the setting. So parang, sige, kung for example, yung favorite character ko sa isang book, for example, a fantasy book, one of my favorites is Sabriel by Garth Nix. Parang, isipin ko na lang, okay, yung character na to, let's say, tapos na yung book na to, and then ito yung nangyari sa kanya. Ano yung magiging, yung mangyayari next during the campaign? So I move them to the Forgotten Realms setting, for example. What will she look like? And then you already have a backstory. If hirap ka na parang mag-think about what would this character do, but you already have that personality, you have that backstory, so you can parang it's a good na parang base for the
basically
character.
Nag-roleplay ka as that character na,
yes, and then later on when you feel, kasi especially for a new person, medyo nakaka-intimidate din, ay mag-roleplay ako, eh paano ko kakausapin yung parang ganun.
Yeah, I think it's exactly, I know the feeling
na hindi mo na masyadong iniisip na, oh no, anong sasabihin itong character to, because it's your favorite character or you've played this in an MMO before, so alam mo na yung personality nitong character na to, so you can just fall back to that and don't have to worry too much. And then later on when you build the confidence to ano, or something happens in game na parang feeling mo, ay gusto ko ganito gawin ng character ko, edi that works, kasi parang you build off on that character and then you end up creating a new version of that character.
Yeah.
So but I think that's a good
character development. Yeah.
Yeah. So dun mo na lang ano, parang you don't, yun nga eh, parang D&D can help, parang you don't need to be stuck dun sa character na yun when you first make them. You can expand them a lot later on. So don't be afraid to stick to something and then just let them grow during a session. So yun, I think yun yung pinakaano.
Well, I think makakatulong tong mga information na to sa mga gagawa ng bagong character. And ayun, going back nga sa ano, sa tapos na tayo sa character creation, paano siya mag, in terms of the player handbook, paano siya magkoconnect doon? Like, meron ba tayong mga parts na kailangan malaman sa player handbook? Kasi syempre, di ba, while playing D&D, while you have a character, syempre kailangan alam mo rin kung ano yung mga rules ng mga ano, paano mo siya i-envision. Not only kasi when character creation kasi, andyan na yung character mo, pero syempre, kailangan mag-align din siya on how you would play the game. So is there any hacks that you would like to share? Na paano siya?
Say you're really new to D&D and wala ka pa dun sa ano na yun. So you're just, first time you're gonna look at the player's handbook. The easiest thing for, I guess, what I can recommend is, for one, definitely ask your DM for help on this. Kasi your DM can, at the end of the day, will mention na kung ano yung mga limitations for the campaign, ano yung mga other things to consider for the campaign. Kung tipong gusto mo kanyari gumawa ng druid na very, ang concept niya mostly about the sea. Pero yung campaign yun, walang dagat at all, nasa desert. Definitely, if you're a new player, my biggest advice is talk to your DM, magpatulong sa kanila how to make the character.
Mm-hmm. Especially like once I did.
Agree. So once you're, and especially ito kasi it's the mechanics of the game na, and it's your DM who is usually the one who knows, at least yung kasi usually naman yung mga campaigns sa start niya kasi yung DM yung nag-start eh. Well, hindi rin naman. Pero kasi may mga iba dyan, parang yung mga players, tara gusto ko maglaro. O ikaw DM ha? Tapos yung DM parang, ha? Okay, I guess ako DM, time to study. So parang gano'n. So, ako yun ang pinaka-advice ko. Obviously, there are other, you can always just read the book. Kasi may ano naman may guide naman doon on how to, on how to make your character. Pero minsan kasi medyo may lost in translation yung parang just reading the thing than actually someone helping you go through the process.
Yeah. I remember kasi nung gumagawa nga kami ng character, naglabas sila ng libro ng kapasal ko. Ito pala yung player handbook. Napakakapal. Sabi ko, paano ko ito babasahin in a get-go? So yun nga.
Walang handbook doon sa player's handbook sa sobrang laki.
Oh, talagang book lang siya, hindi siya handbook, girl. kaya nung what we did is parang nag-nitpick lang kami na this is for your certain character, read it, parang yun nga, parang at first yun lang yung nakuha ko kasi syempre ako this is new to me at the time, most especially wala akong kopya ng mga ganun. I don't really have like syempre the book itself, paano syempre I never read the book, so at first, syempre, I was enchanted by the pictures kasi syempre, ito pala yung tsura ng mga characters. This is what a tiefling look like. Ito pala yung tsura ng totoong halfling. Akala ko maliliit na tao lang sila, like certain na ganun. So, yun nga, parang it is really, yun nga, important din, like what you said, Dan, na magkaroon ng communication when it comes to the DM, especially with the newbie. Kaya siguro sa mga nakikinig din na bago and would like to try playing, yun nga, tama naman sinabi ni Dan and Angelo, talk to your DMs kasi ganun yung ginawa. Going back, kasi syempre tapos nandun na yung player handbook, so meron kasi sa akin binigay na character sheet, and syempre andun yung ilalagay mo yung pangalan ng character mo, what's the race, tapos while perusing or parang referring sa binigay sa'yo na player handbook, meron bang mga kailangan na super kailangan dun na ma-fill up, or what is the least important on the character creation, which ipopost ko yung isa sa mga example lang character sheet sa socials natin pag na-post tong episode na to. Meron bang mga hindi masyadong kailangan na i-fill up dun para sa inyo?
Sa akin siguro maybe yung parang yung second sheet na yung mga backstory, alliances and all that, kasi kahit ako, whenever I created a character, parang ha, isipin ko agad yung mga organization or alliances na part
yeah.
ng ano ko.
Ako lang kung alam.
Yeah, it feels parang agad-agad, kailangan kong, alam mo yun, parang, and it's
overwhelming, it's all, yeah.
Diba? So medyo overwhelming. I think,
mag-i-essay ka daw.
Oh, mag-i-essay ka. So parang ako, I've never really looked so much into it. Na basta I have ngayon the outline of my backstory. I don't need to flesh it out so much. Parang okay na yun. Parang I've usually not really bothered too much about it. Yung mga importante lang, I guess, yung pinaka-importante, I think, other than yun nga, yung class, yung attributes ng character mo, I think, yung personality, yung ideas, I think that one I will be very helpful in terms of how to play or role play yung character. Kasi
yeah.
I think it's also something na a lot of people parang hindi nila masyadong tinetake into account or into consideration. Kasi hindi naman siya essay. Pero alam mo yun, parang isipin ko yung personality. Pero kasi that also helps in how you play or what your character does. Eh. Yung flaws niya, yung ay, mahilig pala siya magnakaw ng something. That's a big character trait, di ba? So
yeah.
Parang, don't worry too much about the backstory or ano. As in, focus if ever. Dun nga, yung sa D&D official na character sheet, just look at the front, ano, and then fill it out. Based on, start with what, with yung class. Kasi usually naman sa PHB, parang there's this section then for each class na parang how to make parang a quick barbarian or ranger. So you can actually use that na parang, okay, sinabihan ako na put my strongest trait dito and all that. I think that's good as a start. Kasi ako rin naman when I started creating a card, even though I did not have a campaign, parang that's how I started eh, na parang, okay, ano kayang class? And it might also be helpful na to parang maybe may mga if you're going through using a popular character, for example, say from a book or a movie, maybe there are other people who have actually done character sheets for this character then. So parang ayun, so basta not so much siguro ngayon allies, organizations and things like that, I feel not as important. I don't know.
You know what? Actually, I'm gonna follow up yung sa'yo dyan, Angela. Kasi, I just realized na parang that's probably my, ano ba to? I guess, unspoken na tip. Especially when you wanna focus in on the character sheet mismo. Parang, pretty much, you can just skip page 2 entirely nung character sheet. Tipong, when you look at the page 2 kasi ng character sheet, as yun na nga na-describe ni Angela, it does have a lot of details in terms of like, I wouldn't say naman na less or not tangible, pero they're more potentially abstract and more like mas to your imagination na. So, yun na nga, ayan, nangyayari tuloy is mas napapaisip ka pa tuloy, and these are more or less parang bits and pieces na pwede mo, pati pwede rin ng DM mo, na pwede mapagkunan ng ideas going into an adventure or a session. So, there isn't much of a priority, if you will, pagdating dun sa most, if not all, of the parts ng page 2. That said, though, with the page 1 na lang left, ito rin eh, I was actually waiting na maybe one of you yung medyo makakagaya ko pagdating sa technique, pero this is apparently too different na, so I'm just gonna share it. This is the technique na ginagawa ko pagdating sa character creation, most of which I when I am a DM na, not because hindi siya pwede magawa as a player, pero more of like mostly nagra-run na rin lang ako eh. I guess katulad rin ni Dan na mostly as Dungeon Master na lang yung nagiging capacity namin in Dungeons and Dragons. A little less pagdating sa player. But anyway, what I've noticed every time na ako yung nagfa-facilitate ng character creation is that of the big three parts ng character, which is your race, your class, and your background, sila ay may kani-kanilang mga parts na may varying degrees ng flexibility or yung range of options sa pwede mo mapagpipilian. And what I decided was, pauunahin ko muna doon sa player yung one of the three with the least amount of changeability. Yung tipong matik na, you receive this, you receive this, you receive this. Next. And turns out, ang pinaka-sequence na maganda pagdating sa ganong intention na gusto mong gawin pag ikay gagawa ng character is that you must go first sa background and then susundan mo ng race and then susundan mo ng class. Where, kasi what happens is, sa background, wala ka pa masyadong iisipin. As in, bibigay na lang sa'yo kagad, wholesale, walang or, walang pilian. That's it. You move to the race, and siguro meron pang mga options doon. You could see na may sub-race, meaning meron mga pagpipilian ka doon. Tipong, what specific dragon born ka? Would you be metallic? Would you be
like
colored?
Like with Barley, Lightfoot siya, right? No?
Yes, yun. Oo. So, may ganon. And then when you come to the class naman, once finish ka na with the race, ang dami na doon pwedeng bago-baguhin. Tipong yung choice of armor, choice of weapons, in fact, yung choice of skills, skill proficiencies mo na rin ay pwedeng paiba-iba. It's the part of the big three wherein sila yung may pinakamarami kang pwedeng pagpilian or dapat pagpilian. Kaya after a while, yun na lang yung para nagiging mode of instruction ko. I'm sorry, mode of instruction ko pag sa players na let's go for your background first, tell me where your character is from, tapos let's talk about yung kanyang race, type of person they are, parang ganong klaseng questioning, and then dun sa class na lastly, tipong what is it that they do? Tipong doon na tayo at the very last part wherein medyo may there's a lot more details pagdating sa class, especially up to the equipment kasi nandun siya. So nilalast ko na talaga ang class, even if na-mention nga ni Dan na kahit nga ako parang I turn up at character creation with a curiosity for a particular class na parang ay gusto ko itong matry for this next campaign or session, pero parang of course, I will keep that in mind, especially if ako dungeon master guiding a new player. Pero yun talaga, hinuhuli ko na yun. Tipong, I have an assurance na rin naman na, sige, set ka na sa class, balikan na lang natin yan later. We'll talk about kung saan siya galing, saan siya papunta, whatever. Parang ganon. So, ayun. Parang, it's a hack na napansin ko lang talaga over. I'm not sure if there are other players or dungeon masters that might have noticed it rin, especially pag 5th edition D&D. Kayo ba, Dan? Angela, what do you think?
Actually, may natutunan ako today. Thank you for sharing that, Rango. Actually, now that you explained it, that makes a lot of sense.
Especially kung you're talking to someone na wala pa masyadong background sa D&D. I think it makes sense. Kasi it parang preps them mentally to think of it as ano yung character ko before the whole campaign starts.
Yeah.
So parang, is this character, parang in a way may easy backstory ka na. Na if you're picking yung criminal na ano, kasi that speaks to you, edi parang, okay. So may konti na akong may backbones na ako ng backstory ko. And at this point in time, just before the campaign starts, eto na yung this character is a criminal.
Yeah. You build it from there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I think that's really cool.
Siguro ako last thing na lang na pwede ko may add. Pero ano na to, kasi actually yung nasabi ni Angela, mostly yun din naman yung sa akin. And honestly, yung na-explain ni Franco, that's really helpful. So, aside doon, one thing siguro na pwede kong ma-recommend is, if you're a really new character, wala ka masyadong alam sa D&D, and you think you will be overwhelmed with the choices dun sa ang suggestion ko na lang, look, right now kasi online, there's a lot of resources na pwede mong just look for a pre-generated character for D&D 5e, then at least for your first campaign, first game, magharap ka lang ng ganun, print it out, then once may napili ka ng pre-generated character, let's say for a fighter, Then it's a very ano naman eh, very alos walang at least yung mechanical aspects ng character mo naka-fill in na. Ang kailangan mo na lang idagdag doon is yung parang pag-isipan doon is yung name ng character mo, ano yung and ano yung parang personality, yung para I guess short backstory ng character mo based on yung nandun sa character sheet na yun. At least para kasi usually when I think about character creation, there's like ano sa akin eh, para may two parts siya sa akin. One is the parang conceptual part or yung I guess conceptual part. The second one is the mechanical one. So you cannot play a game of D&D with just the mechanical aspect sa totoo lang. There are games na pwede ka parang you can be any random ano character honestly. So the mechanical is ano, pero most of the time kasi the mechanical aspect is what overwhelms people kasi it involves math.
Yeah, it overwhelmed me to be honest.
So cut out the mechanic yung hard yung parang relatively difficult na mechanical aspect. So try to look for a pre-generated character. Para at least nandun ka na lang mag-isip ka na lang for now ng character concept based dun sa napili mong parang pre-generated na character. So that's one tip I guess you can also try out.
With all of this speaking of character creation, like what we have been doing earlier, saan kaya tayo pwedeng mag-create ng character? Or parang saan tayo makakuha ng mga character sheet? Or like with, ano, syempre with the pandemic, people have also tried playing D&D digitally. Diba? Do you guys have any information na mabibigay sa ating mga new players when it comes to that?
Right now, wala akong on top of my mind. Pero ang easiest is just look for D&D. Parang type mo lang sa Google. D&D 5th edition character sheet. Usually may makikita ka dyan from Wizards of the Coast kasi sila yung ano eh, sila yung pinaka main publisher of the game. Or sila yung pinaka main publisher. So yun yung official na character sheet. Pero even then, you can look for parang kunyari, kung ayaw mo siya i-print out, ayaw mo na siyang isulat. Meron din mga online na mga there's even apps na ano just literally just ilagay mo lang D&D 5e character sheet. Ano yan? You will have a
labas na siya doon.
You will have parang essentially smorgasbord of an options. Parang you can print it out, you can have it in an app, you can have it na naka-PDF lang. Meron din character builder. So meron na parang it will go through the process of creating the character. So iba-iba sa totoo lang. So I guess ang pinaka-basic that you can do is just type that in, look for the Wizard of the Coast na website doon, then just download the character sheet. Yun yung pinaka-basic.
Perfect. How about you, Franco? Meron ka bang alam na ganun?
Girl, ang dami.
Sige, ang gagawin lang natin para sa mga new listeners, parang magta-try tayong maglagay sa show notes ng mga descriptions or when they can find character sheets na lang online para kung sakaling gusto niyo magawa while listening to this podcast and also this episode with Dan and Angela, pwede kayong mag-refer to them tapos habang nagsusulat kayo. Ganun lang gawin niya.
Siguro I just wanna follow it up. Siguro naman let me explain kasi ayun, me, Dan, Angela, we've been around for a while na, especially in the game mismo, creating characters, playing characters, and ayun rin, running sessions with characters. So talagang more or less we have gone through parang the full spectrum in terms of like maybe physical na mga character sheets. Ayan, especially sila Dan at si Angela mismo, Faye Meepling. One of the, I would recommend yung kanila kung sakali, one of the best designs I have
guys.
Seen.
Thank you, Frank.
Nakalimutan na nila yung business nila.
Pero ito, I swear, with so many na, I guess more or less, sila na rin ay medyo nagja-jump in with their own approach pagdating sa paggawa ng mga character sheet, journals, and notebooks. Yung inyo talaga yung besides being the earliest ones of your particular na style na I really like to think is very Muji, very minimalist pero very effective. Yun nga eh, parang the style itself is what draws me back palagi dun sa inyo. And the fact na it's straightforward. It reminds you of the classic na 5e character sheet, pero it feels much more effective pag gumawa ko ng character dun sa inyo. So, totoo yeah. lang.
Yun din yung reason kung bakit I started making them. Kasi yung nangyayari sa akin, parang yun nga, I feel a bit overwhelmed when I look at yung official character sheet. I mean, it's well done, definitely. Pero parang for me as a player, while playing, everyone has their own way of looking at things din kasi, or what really works for them. So to me, I wanted something na is easier for me to digest, na parang it's not just boxes, it's not just lines na kailangan ko i-fill out. Parang ito, very clear na this is for my movement or this is for my hit points and so on. So parang that's where it really started. And I think maybe this is a more for more advanced players na yeah. medyo sa ano. Pero I think one of the things that maybe might help intermediate players when they're playing is to create, or I mean, just take a notebook, take any kind of paper, and plot out the character on that paper. So, parang hindi mo na iisipin kung which one goes where. Pero what usually you use, parang ilagay mo na lang, parang when you're taking notes in school or something like that, parang yeah. that's the approach that I did kasi, na parang these stacks work together the best for me. So, ipagsasama ko sila kasi in my brain, it works that way. So, parang, I think that's one thing na if you've got like a few games or a few characters under your belt, parang, I think it's a really enjoyable way to deepen your knowledge then of the game. Kasi, what I've also found out is while I was making this parang my own character sheet, parang ang dami ko rin natututunan or na nalalaman about the game na galing isipin ko, ay, next time nga, ito nga ang character gagawin ko. Yung parang ganun. So, I think that's a good parang exercise na if you feel na parang medyo cluttered or yung nga, laging nawawala-wala yung character sheets mo.
Parang kasi, ako yun.
Kasi diba, parang
call out.
Kasi parang sobrang para ang dali niya mawala or ang dali niya mapunit or something. So parang
clear book is the key.
Wow. Laki-laki ng clear book. Pero anyway, it's, I mean, syempre, I would love for people to use our products. Pero I think if it doesn't call out to you, I mean, you can use any notebook and then just write in your character stats. I mean, that's where it starts naman talaga eh. What works for you? Parang if mala bullet journal ano ka, edi you can write out your stats that way kasi that makes sense to you, di ba? So,
huwag na kayong gumamit ng notebook. Gumitin nyo na lang yung sa Hey Mipling kung kaya sa
yes!
Shop.mipling.com
Yung notebook nyo mawawala yan. Well, to be totally honest, I'm actually looking right now on your website and it's actually really cute, to be honest. Ang saya niya tignan. And they have maps, they have leaf notepads for your characters, they also have dices, all of the necessary things that you may need for your life, D&D life. So yeah, Anna, we're going to leave a link of your website on the show notes for our listeners then, so that they can check out the products that you have. And I swear, wag na kayong gumamit ng notebook, guys.
Oh, kasi isipin mo pa yung gagawa ka pa ng ano, bili ka lang.
Diba? Tapos ilalagay mo yan sa notebook mo, tapos magagamit mo lang it sa school, diba? Mawala lang yung sisira lang.
Ito kasi broke gamer podcast, guys.
at least kahit pa paano, kahit mahirap lang tayo, kahit ano, hindi naman kailangan na hindi ka maging aesthetic, diba?
Aesthetic, tama. Isipin mo na lang, you know, it's handmade. As in, someone actually worked on it talaga. It's not a factory thing.
It's made with a heart, diba? Kasi,
oo. It's artisanal.
lalagay mo sa katleya mo, di san nasira lang yan.
siguro I wanna add in lang, maybe follow up dun kay Angela nga naman na, it would be nice nga naman na, you know, parang, give it a try na mag-create ikaw ng character in a good few other places rin siguro. Even if it's a blank notebook, it's probably better rin na nandun just for you to learn na parang, ah, ganitong mga information, medyo dito ako napapalin. Parang mas feel ko na ganitong groups of information yung naka-combine or parang naka-group sila into a certain part of the paperwork. Oo, kasi at least there you're very familiar now in terms of like how you perceive your character as like yung guide mo to relay it, whether that's playing your character through a session or in-explain mo yung character mo with your DM for like advice and whatever. Kasi once you have that kind of awareness in terms of the information that jibes or synchronizes with you pagdating sa character creation, sure, Bol, ang dami mag-iintay sa'yo ng mga other templates, especially online. Ako nga lately, itong ginagamit ko, which is like, what was this, charactersheetonline.com. The only reason kung bakit ako'y napapunta doon is dahil sa ubod ng katamaran. And this one, this platform, apparently decided na gusto nila mag-cross-platform. Since it's browser-based, pwede ko mabisita siya sa laptop ko, pwede ko siya mabisita sa phone ko. So parang, okay, cool, sige. Pero yun lang talaga. It might be nice rin na before you throw yourself into the interweb, make sure naman na maging familiar ka at least with yourself in terms of like how you process information. Considering na dito pa rin sa D&D character creation, there tends to be a lot. And I forgot kung saan ko napansin eh, pero parang ano ba yun, creating a character daw gamit ng ChatGPT or whatever, basta parang may something.
Oh my god.
Girl, may mga nagpapa-assist na talaga sa AI and I'm like, sige na nga, fine, para mapasama po kayo sa game.
pero yun nga, going back din sa Amy Pling website, consider it, kasi hindi lang naman din to syempre para sa inyo, consider it then sa napag-support sa local business, kasi this is handmade, this is tailored for players that are also created by passionate players, so might as well check them out. So diba, yun lang, more for the marketing lang. Pero
salamat sa pag-plug.
pero yan, no, I mean, ano lang, tayo lang din na magtutulungan. Sure. Gusto. pero yeah, with all of my heart, thank you, Dan and Angela, for giving your knowledge, and also Franco for giving the knowledge that new players may need for creating a character. And this is actually very helpful, especially to me, na, alam mo, I think na gagawa din ako ng bagong character or maybe flesh out my old character if I may say so myself.
Very smart yung motos ni Kenny.
Ay!
Papaturo lang siya nag-D&D ko.
Totoo, actually. Yun talaga yung modus operandi ko dito. Papaturo lang for free.
Smart. Diba? Okay, great. May character sheet na ako.
Pero yun nga, before we end, ano lang to, pwede kong hindi isama to sa recording, pero gusto ko lang sanang magbabay kayo in your own character.
Ooh!
For example, me. Hi, I'm Kenny. Hi, I'm Barley Lightfoot, a halfling bard. And I'd like to thank you for listening. Ganun lang. Try lang!
Madami siyang character. Ako, isa lang naman character ko.
Yung pinaka-recent nyo na lang. Or if you can also make voices for the character, or if you do that, go ahead. That would be fun.
Hi, I'm Papa Rose, and I think it's very important that you guys should also go and play D&D. And if you play D&D, just always remember that you need to be kind to everybody and just have fun. Thanks for having us. Bye!
Yay! Ang cute!
Yeah, yun, it's a ball of energy.
Yes.
Yung character.
Gusto ko naman marunod yung kay Dan.
Oh, oh no! The pressure!
Wait lang. Sino ba character? Sige, let's just go with Neff. Let's just... FYI, Neff is already canonically dead. Because of shenanigans by another DM. So anyway, why not si Neff just for this occasion?
Yes.
Alright. The Faren Blackclaw here. Thank you for listening. And make sure to support The Broke Gamer. And make sure to check out our wares at heymeeplay.com. Shop.heymeeplay.com.
Bravo!
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Lalaksan ko siya. Lalagyan ko ng reverb.
Wow, reverb.
Oh, si Franco. Franco, ikaw rin.
Gagawin mo ba yung Jennifer Coolidge mo ulit?
Oo.
Parang awa. At sige na nga. Dan, teka bago ako mag-acting. Dan, maniniwala ka ba? Itong si Jennifer Coolidge is basically si Madam Friona doon sa campaign nila, Kenny.
Oh!
Siya yung tavern.
Si Madam Friona, yan ang aming, yan ang bumuhay sa amin as lowly adventurers at the start.
Oh yeah, that good lady talaga yung nag-alaga sa amin. Even if halos sirain na namin yung buong town. Teka, try ko na nga siya. Sige. Hi. You're listening to the Broke Gamer Podcast. Thank you so much. See you next time.
Oh my God. Late night na DJ.
Oh my God.
You're listening too.
Pero yeah, it's ilang minutes lang to 10 and yeah, thank you so much everyone for listening to the ulit natin. Thank you so much, everyone, in listening to the Broke Gamer Podcast. This is me, Kenny, your Broke Gamer. And yeah, I'm the problem. It's me pa rin.
Hey, it's Ranko. Apparently, I'm a co-host with Kenny here on the Broke Gamer Podcast. Thanks again for listening.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having us.
Of course.
And yeah, thank you all, everyone, for listening. And we will be putting a show notes below. And thank you for listening to the Broke Gamer Podcast. Bye!
Bye, guys!
Hello! We thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Broke Gamer Podcast. This podcast is created, edited, and hosted by me, Kenny, with the support of my co-host, Franco. Art, outro, and intro music by Rio. If you have any questions, recommendations, non-violent reactions, you may DM us at X or Twitter at BrokeGamerPod. You may also show support for our independent podcast at Patreon, patreon.com/TheBrokeGamerPodcast, which we would upload other contents for the future episodes and so on. You may also leave reviews from whatever podcast app you are using, as these things would help us with our algorithm. We are thankful for your support to our podcast, and like always, we'll see you all at the response.